Moncrief on News Talk.
My son is a tattoo artist and he has American visitors coming in looking for a tattoo of a four-leaf shamrock. When he explains to them that shamrock is only three leaves, they say that nobody in America would recognise that as a shamrock. Because given the weekend that's in it, you may get a rush of patriotism to the head to decide to get a tattoo reflecting your heritage. But maybe you should think about it first. Ryan Kelly, owner of Heartbreak Social Club in Dublin, knows about this. Afternoon, Ryan.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Does it happen, really, anyway? Because I would imagine in the first instance, it's hard to get a slot to book for a tattoo anyway. You can't. It's few places in Ireland, anyway, would have thought you could just wander in.
It's pretty common nowadays to be shops that pretty much cater for on-the-day tattoos.
All right.
So you'd get a big influx, like this weekend, where you get a lot of tourists just rolling in looking for your shamrocks or clovers. So
yeah.
It'll be a boom weekend for some tattoo shops, yeah.
Yeah, and is it all those hackneyed kind of images of Ireland they're looking for?
It's usually pretty stereotypical stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't really branch too far out of shamrocks usually. That's kind of 9 out of 10 will want a shamrock.
Yeah.
Outside of that, tourists don't really go much further. Anything else Irish related will probably be Irish people, you know.
Yeah. And so are Irish people looking for anything a bit different?
Yeah, you can get a bit of anything. Like the last few years, there's a big influx in people getting portraits of Irish, whether they're musicians or, you know, I recently done a portrait of Bono, believe it or not. Things like that, where a few years ago, it wouldn't be a thing. So it's definitely more common.
Yeah. And if you're doing a portrait of, because are you working, does somebody come in with a picture and say, I want, you know, 25-year-old Bono rather than 65-year-old Bono?
Yeah, usually they'll pick a photograph once it's to a level that it's, you know, good enough quality that I can use, I'll use it. But
yeah.
People usually just have a picture and they want that exact image on them, yeah.
Yeah. So is that difficult then to transfer that particular, if it's a photograph, say, or to the person? What's the process of doing that?
So I specialise in doing portraits. So for me, it's kind of pretty much all I do.
Mm.
So hopefully they look okay.
Yeah.
If they bring an image, I will then just, you'll essentially put what looks nearly like a temporary tattoo on their arm of that image. And then from there, it's glorified tracing, really.
Yeah.
You're just looking at the photograph and using the stencil you have.
And for portraits, then would it normally go on a limb or, you know, I want Bono upside down on my chest.
Usually, again, things like that. Like when I started 15 years ago, people would be much more secretive of it, you know, like tattoos in general. But now people, like portraits like that, people will go forearmed. It'll be out there, you know. So definitely the confidence has risen in where people will put things.
Yeah. Has it changed in the sense? Because, you know, you occasionally see someone and they have one massive tattoo on them. Do people still tend to do that or are they kind of more... I'll get lots of different ones.
Again, traditionally, people would always start with something small and hidden and might then get braver from there. But nowadays, it's especially the last 5 years or so, you'll get typically young people coming in that are 18, 19, and they want a big first tattoo, maybe on their hand, on their neck, things like that, which, again, traditionally, were just unheard of, you know.
Mm.
We won't actually do it in our shop if they're young or untattooed. But that sort of request is so much more common now. I think it's due to people wanting to look tattooed, you know.
Yeah. And so, would you have a minimum age for someone who, say, came in looking for a neck tattoo?
It's more a minimum amount of tattoos. So if someone's quite heavily tattooed, they kind of obviously are experienced in getting tattooed and know they want this, you know. But if someone comes in, even if they're 50 and want it on their neck, I will steer them clear of it, you know. Maybe get your first one, you know, somewhere else and then think about it.
It was probably Bono looking for a tattoo of Bono. I guess Irish tourists would be getting something in Ibiza to commemorate their holiday of a lifetime. So it makes sense that tourists coming here would want that shamrock or pint. Have you found that four-leaf shamrock thing?
Yeah, a lot of them will come in looking for, a four-leaf shamrock. Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, God. So. Yeah, a lot of people kind of say, yeah, somebody else is texting the same thing. They tend to get confused between the two things. Do you ever get people coming in who actually can't stand the pain of it? Like, it's not that painful, but you know.
Again, not so much anymore. Like, with the progression of machines and needles and all, it hurts less than it used to, which sounds kind of crazy to someone who's not tattooed. But it used to be more painful than it is now for most things. So usually now, you'd never see someone that can't do it, you know. If it's something big, they might split it over a few sessions.
Yeah.
But I haven't in maybe 10 years had someone that couldn't do it.
And do you get many people in who have regress or spelled a name wrong or that kind of thing?
You'll get a lot of, like, in the name thing, people coming in with X's names on them is a big one, obviously, looking to get it covered. So another thing we don't really do is, especially if they're young, like if you're 18, don't get your girlfriend's name.
No, but I'm in love.
But yeah, a lot of people, because again, it's progressed so much where tattoos look so much better nowadays than they used to. So some people that got one 20 years ago see new tattoos and want to put one of them over their tattoo, but it's not that simple, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but to get, do you have to kind of burn it off first and then put something else?
So if it's something that's really dark, they'd need laser removal. So that we don't do that, but we'll send them off to do that, lighten up the tattoo enough that we can then work over it. If it's something, then if they want something big and their existing tattoo is small, you can usually cover it. But sometimes people want to get rid of a whole sleeve or something like that now. So they'll go get it lasered and start again.
That would, if it's a whole sleeve, I would imagine, is that
people,
you wouldn't laser it off in one session. You'd have to go a few times.
A few years probably, yeah.
A few years?
Yeah, and it's a lot more painful than getting a tattoo. So,
okay.
You don't want to be planning to do that if you get one.
God.
Yeah.
That's.
But again, it's a lot more common nowadays. Again, people that got tattoos, like even 10 years ago, the quality has just progressed so fast that they've now got tattoos that look bad that were probably good 10 years ago.
Tattoos fade though, don't they?
Depends. Again, it's another thing that shouldn't really happen anymore. Inks and that have progressed where they should do, everything just is cleaner, holds better. Where, again, back in the day, it was, I guess, a bit of a learning curve of what's going to look like in 20 years, where now it's, again, so common, so studied, where needles, inks, machines, everything is just like, has gone to the future already, you know?
Yeah. And is it going to progress even further?
I'd be surprised if it can get much better than it is now. Like where it is now, people's portraits look like photographs and stuff. It can't really, I don't think it can get better.
Yeah.
Where again, 20 years ago, portraits didn't look like photographs, you know, and they do now, so.
Yeah, and you do see, you know, pictures of things all the time and people have three-dimensional pictures of themselves.
So I don't think it can get better than that.
Yeah, it's kind of astonishing stuff. But it, someone says a few years ago, after a few pints, a big few, I got a dragon tattoo in my shoulder. It sounds like something you're not necessarily that proud of, really. Because I suppose do people ever come in and say, I want to get rid of that tattoo because I'm just bored with it now?
Yeah, again, people, I guess, just outgrow tattoos, you know. They say, I liked it when I was, whatever, 20, now I'm 40, I don't like it. And it's not that they don't want a tattoo, but they'll just be like, I want a new one. And if possible, they'll just change it to something else, yeah.
Do you tattoo yourself or do you get other people to do it? Is it like, you know, doctors make the worst patients type scenario?
Yeah, I used to tattoo myself when I was training as an apprentice. I had to practice on myself before I could tattoo other people. So when I got good enough at tattooing myself, then I could tattoo customers. That's how, again, traditionally it used to work. But
makes sense.
Those days are kind of number two. I don't think you're allowed to make people do that anymore.
But I mean, imagine if you want to tattoo in your back, you'd need extraordinarily long arms.
Yeah, no, so. I don't get involved.
Yeah. Okay, it's for the best, I would have thought. Ryan, thanks a million for coming to talk to us today. That was Ryan Kelly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.